Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Lawrence. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. McNair reaches second base with a double. Haas moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Walker reaches second base with a double. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogel. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell takes first base on ball 4. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Haas reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawrence. Wahlberg reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Wahlberg trying to get to home. Gehringer throws to Hayworth, who tags Wahlberg for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNair is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawrence hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Reel pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel takes first base on ball 4. Hayworth moves to second. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Davis reaches second base with a double. Hayworth scores. Reel goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rip Sewell now pitching. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wahlberg strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shubble juggles the ball. That's an error on Shubble. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Walker reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and has Walker trapped. There's the throw to Dykes and over to Bishop, who tags Walker for the out. Lawrence moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Heine Shubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shubble is 0-for-2 in the game. Shubble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawrence moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. McNair moves to third. It's 7-3, Athletics. Chief Hogsett now pitching. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McNair scores. Dykes moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-3, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shovel fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykes scores. One out. It's 9-3, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hogsett moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hogsett scores. One out. It's 9-4, Athletics. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Lawrence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Geringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Geringer reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geringer moves to third. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Geringer scores. Walker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Athletics. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schubel strikes out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg bunts towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 10-5, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Desodles pinch hits for Chief Hogsett. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles strikes out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.